Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Saturday, December 2nd, and hurricane season is now officially behind us, and so this is the beginning of Season 8. So thank you to those who have been with us. Hope everyone had a very nice Thanksgiving last week. We did see a couple of flakes of snow during the work week. Didn't amount to anything, but it definitely is a reminder that we are going into that time of year. So over the weekend, the first half is not going to be too bad. We'll start out with a little bit of patchy fog this morning, but much of your day on Saturday is just going to be mostly cloudy, and temperatures won't be too hard to argue with. We're going to be in between systems, and we'll have high pressure, so we'll have mostly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-50s, and light winds, so not bad. Now, starting Saturday night, we're going to have low pressure moving up into the Great Lakes, and we'll see some rain filling in late at night. Lows will be in the upper 40s. After about 4 or 5 in the morning, rain will become widespread. And Sunday, rain is going to be through the day, heavy at times, unfortunately, because that system of the Great Lakes is going to redevelop to our south as a coastal storm. And Sunday into Sunday evening could bring an inch to an inch and a half of rain. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s, but it's going to be raw with a northeast wind. We'll start to clear out late Sunday night with lows in the mid-40s, and winds will flip around to the north and west, and it'll be gusty. Now, the beginning of the work week is already looking better. We'll call it partly sunny on Monday, and temperatures will be in the low 50s. Work week is not looking too bad, but we are in a pattern with lots of weak systems running around. So we'll have to keep our eyes on anything that develops offshore during the midweek. Looks like the trough axis is going to be too far to the east for any coastal systems to impact us during the work week. So, time to look a little more broadly at December. So, the pattern is not exceptionally conducive for snow right now. We do have a negative NAO, and that will initiate blocking over Greenland. That's a more favorable pattern for snow, and that's why the Sunday system is developing offshore. But the NAO is probably going to moderate during the middle of the month, so blocking is not going to last long enough. Also, we're looking at the PNA over on the Pacific side. That's neutral, and it looks like it's going to remain this way. So we're going to be in an active pattern, but a lot of the storm systems that impact us are going to be fast-moving and not really have enough time to phase. So we won't see that much colder air pulled in or that many deep systems. So we're not exactly in the worst pattern for snow, but it's not too good at the moment. I would say it's about a 3 or 4 out of 10, and looks like for the next week to week and a half, it's going to stay that way. Now, most of the time last season, we were in the worst possible way that we could be for snow lovers. Some of the good news, though, is that the European and long-range models do indicate a colder and more friendly pattern for snow during the second half of December. But it looks like the first half of the month is going to be seasonable. So hopefully, though it's wishful thinking and very far away, we might start to think that the odds are a little better for a white Christmas than any whitening of the ground this week. That's as much as we can say on that topic. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC of Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.